the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to the Seven Graces of Marketing, asking the question, how can we heal humanity and the planet by changing the way we sell? So let the dialogue begin. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, Voice America, and welcome to the Seven Graces of Marketing. My name is Lynn Serafin. I'm a marketer and author of the book, The Seven Graces of Marketing, How to Heal Humanity and the Planet by Changing the Way We Sell. And today is Monday, the 9th of July, 2012, and I'm sitting here across the pond for most of you, as usual, in the lovely Bedford, England, where it is currently 2 p.m. The Seven Graces of Marketing is a show where you will get to meet some of today's leading authors, speakers, and changemakers in the field of business, marketing, media, and our natural environment, and of course, our global society. They'll be sharing inputs with you into not merely the world of advertising, but also the future of the entire world. For those of you who may not be familiar, the Seven Graces of Marketing are a set of principles and values for a new paradigm of business and marketing, and indeed, life in general, or at least I like to think so. Well, today's show, we're going to be looking at why people hate marketing and maybe are there alternatives? How many entrepreneurs do you know really can't stand marketing? And what about yourself? Well, it's my opinion. The reason why so many of us hate marketing is probably because we've been taught to do it all wrong. Marketing has a negative reputation of being very pushy or being very schmoozy or being very tricky or very deceptive, which is, you know, a lot of the bad rep that it's gotten. But I believe that marketing is all about what I call the grace of invitation. What do I mean by that? Well, it's all about creating a space that people actually want to come into. Imagine somebody knocking on the door of your home and you open the door and the first thing you do is try to sell them something. And really what the grace of invitation is somebody knocks on your door, you open the door to them and you actually bring a lot of value to them right away. You give them a nice comfy chair, a nice drink, a nice conversation, all those kinds of things. It's the same thing in marketing. When somebody comes to us, how do we invite them into our space? How do we make our space so inviting that they want to come in? Well, that, I think, is kind of what we're going to be talking about today. You know, is there a science and a method to all of this, or is it just hocus pocus and magic? Well, today, that's kind of what we're going to be looking at. The episode is called Inviting Your Soul into Your Marketing, and I'm interested to find out what the soul has to do with this. And my special guest today is Law of Attraction marketing coach Andrea Conway, and I'll be introducing her just after this short break. So let the dialogue begin in just a few minutes.
Stay connected.
Sign up for our newsletter.
Go beyond your favorite Voice America shows. Visit iradioblog.com.
How can we create a different kind of economy? How can we create truly ethical businesses? How can we heal humanity and the planet by changing the way we sell? This is Lynn Serafin, author of number one bestseller, The Seven Graces of Marketing. And I'd like to invite you to the Seven Graces Global Conference, June 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. We're bringing together business and marketing professionals, eco groups, and conscious consumers to create a tipping point for positive change in our society, our economy, and our natural environment. You can join us either in person in London, England, or via interactive live stream from anywhere in the world. To be a part of this world-changing movement, go to thesevengracesofmarketing.com/7GGC. And that's the number 7, not the word. I hope to meet you at the Seven Graces Global Conference, and let the dialogue begin.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
Welcome back to the Seven Graces of Marketing on Voice America. If you're in North America, you can join the dialogue today by calling into the show toll-free at 1-866-472-5790. Outside North America, call us on U.S. number 480-398-3352. Or, if you prefer to send us your question or comments via email, drop us a line at thesevengracesofmarketing.com/contact. That's the number 7, not the word. And now, let the dialogue continue. Welcome back to the Seven Graces of Marketing. And listeners, as I said, today's show is called Inviting Your Soul into Your Marketing. And my special guest is Law of Attraction Marketing Coach Andrea Conway. Andrea works with solopreneurs and small business owners who are ready to receive the income and success they want from a business that they love. She's been successfully employed, self-employed, I should say, since 1992. And that's 20 years. I can't believe that. And she's before that, she was a Fortune 500 marketing executive who quit to create her own global marketing consulting agency. Very impressive. We're going to hear all about that. 15 years later, she decided to leave consulting and coach spiritual entrepreneurs full time. She has a special approach called Soul Power Marketing, which is a new way to market through the power of the soul. So we're going to find out all about that. Welcome, Andrea.
Hi, Lynn. Thanks.
I'm curious to know all about all of this stuff, and I think our listeners will be too. And what I usually would like to do is set the context and find out more about you. Now, you said that you had been a Fortune 500 marketing executive before that. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what caused you to quit?
Sure. I was one of those totally stressed out, working 80 hours a week marketing execs. And I wasn't planning to quit, but what happened was in the tech industry back in the early 90s in the U.S., a big wave of layoffs and downsizing began to occur. And what I realized was that I was just feeling sick, going to work, and wondering when the axe was going to fall. And so I just decided that I would leave. I decided I would rather take the risk to leave than stick around and wait to be let go. So after I made that decision, a wonderful opportunity opened up for me to actually do some work for my soon-to-be former employer. And that's what got me started. But then I soon acquired a lot of other clients and ran that business for 15 years. But it was very scary to leave, and I'm proud of myself for 20 years of self-employment too, so thank you for noting that. It was scary to leave, and I really empathize with people who are nervous about starting businesses. That's one of the reasons that I decided to coach people like that.
Well, and it is a really important anxiety to address, because statistically, something like 90% of startup new businesses quit within the first 5 years. I think half of them go out of business in the first year, and then 90% of them are gone within 5 years. So how much of that do you think is due to the fear, Andrea, or what has been your experience when working with the solopreneurs in that way?
Great question. You know, I think people misinterpret a lot of the things that come up for you when you start a business. And so, because people forget that you're actually creating something you've never done before. And so whenever you try something new, it doesn't matter what it is, it's not going to be easy at first. And I think that if anyone listening, if you think back on something that you are really good at now, a skill that you've acquired or a talent you developed, and you think back to the first time you tried it, it wasn't easy. It took you practice. And it's the same with the skills of business. I think people have a desire to offer something to the world, but they don't necessarily know that they're going to really change and have to acquire a whole new set of skills to be successful at it.
I think the book that opened my mind up the first time in that regard was The E-Myth. And I think that, that probably opened a lot of people's minds up because, you know, I had been a starving artist for decades, you know, been in the music industry and then, you know, went into coaching and things like that after I had been employed like you, and I burnt out like you in the educational systems where I came from. And yeah, it was reading that book where I realized, yeah, being a business person, it's just like being a violinist, like I used to be. If you don't practice, if you don't have that skill, if you don't hone that skill, it's not going to work. So, you know, in your work with people now, what's the profile, the common profile of the person who comes to you? Where are they at typically, and what kind of businesses do they come to you wanting to start?
They could be just starting, or they could be, you know, they could be in a situation where they've had their business for years, but they want to take it to another level, or perhaps it's not doing as well as it did prior to the economy shift, and that started in around 2008. So they're really all over the place. I do have, you know, kind of three characteristics of them, the people that I work with. One characteristic is that they experience a really deep meaning and a desire to serve through their business. And I call these people, I call all of us spiritual entrepreneurs. The thing is, it doesn't really matter what kind of business you have. Some of them, some businesses might be very overtly spiritual. You know, I've worked with one woman who brings forth messages from the seraphim angels, and she does that through books and courses and things like that. So it could be very overtly spiritual. Or there can be people who have very much more sort of fit in the ordinary mold of business, like realtors or other coaches. So it really, the people are all over the map. But whether it's a kind of mainstream model business or a really far out there spiritual business, this business has deep meaning for people, and there is a very big element of service in it. So that's one. The second characteristic is that most people who come to me are very uncomfortable with a lot of the standard marketing advice, and I'm sure you and I will get into some of that in some more detail, but they feel it's manipulative. They don't want any part of it. It also seems scary and difficult. So they're coming to me to learn a different paradigm for how to conduct it, just like as you're bringing to the world through your books and through this show and everything, your conference and everything that you do. We are shifting this. And the third characteristic is that they really have a desire to make a difference, not only to their clients, but also to the world. They can feel on some level that there is a shift happening, and we have to do business differently from how we've done it in the past. And they have a sense of this, and they want to participate in it.
The thing that I'd like to get into is the thing about, we'll get into the fear and the resistance in a minute, but let's look at the making a difference aspect that you were talking about. When, what do you see? What's your vision for if entrepreneurs around the world start to shift the paradigm around marketing? What difference do you think that's going to make to the world?
Oh gosh, that'll be incredible, because what's happening now is most people in the business world have no real awareness that there are certain people that they're here to serve. And so if you make your marketing about connecting to those people, which is what I teach through the Soul Power Marketing Method, then you don't have to be wasting incredible amounts of energy and also just generating a lot of extra effort to try to market to everybody and to just try to get out there and find customers and win the sale and, you know, overcome the objections and, you know, make everyone your customer. And there's still this crazy idea, I think, in business that somehow you should be able to sell anyone. And it's never made any sense. It certainly didn't make any sense 20 years ago in the corporate world for me either. But if you have a sense and you know, if you've, if you know that you are connected energetically and spiritually to the people that you are meant to serve, it makes the whole process of marketing very, to use your word, graceful.
Well, thank you. And what I'm thinking is, when people come to you and they do have this resistance, I mean, you mentioned they don't like it because it's manipulative. I'm sorry, can you still hear me? It seems to have gone dead at my end.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, great, great. I'm sorry, it went a little dead. They feel that marketing is manipulative. They find it scary. So that's kind of the other end, is the scary bit. So I can see, and my experience is that, yes, a lot of holistic or more sensitive people tend to hate marketing because they say, oh, it's manipulative, it's this, it's that, it's not me. And maybe that all is true, at least the old school of marketing. But there's also the scary side of them not really having the courage to show up, to be visible. Mm-hmm. What is your experience with that side of it, that scary side of it for people?
Yeah, I mean, that's very true. And people, I think that a big factor in why people say they don't like it is because it scares them. And I think we're right to feel uncomfortable with it, but I also feel that part of creating a business of your own successfully is being willing to change some things about yourself and become a bigger player in the world. And I don't mean to do things that aren't, you know, that really strike you as just, you know, wrong. I would never encourage anyone to do that. But I feel that when people truly are awake to their own passion and desire to serve and are willing to follow that more than the voice of the past, which tells them not to take any risks, it could be harmful. People tell me all the time, I'm sure that I had a past life where I was burned at the stake, and that's why I don't want to get out there and talk about my work. Well, a lot of people have had that experience in past lives, I'm sure. But that was then, and this is now. And we have to find a way to grow ourselves on the inside. We have to be willing to follow this calling to serve and offer something to the world and allow it to expand us. Now, it becomes a whole lot easier when you've got a system to follow that acknowledges your soul connection to your business. I mean, I think that shifts everything because, you know, classical ways of marketing and selling just are not going to fit for the kind of person that you describe.
Mm-hmm. What's funny is you talk about the burning of the stake. It's kind of crazy because burning at the stake is associated with heretics. That's what it was used for. And, you know, gruesome thing about heretics. Now, what's interesting is that Seth Godin, in his book Tribes, you know, calls leaders heretics. that to be a leader, you actually have to be a heretic. You have to be someone who is working against the grain, against the mold, who is creating a new paradigm. Even if it's just making a different cup of coffee, that's a heretic, then that's a leader. And so that's a scary place to be. When you work with clients, Andrea, and you're working with them to find that soul connection, what are some of the things that you do to get over that kind of fear of being the heretic place with them?
I find that people's fears really calm down once they start actively working with their soul connection. And what's interesting to me is that a lot of us who are consider ourselves spiritual and have had spiritual practice for, you know, maybe many, many years, relatively few people I talk with have a daily spiritual practice that connects them personally with their soul. So that's one of the first things that I usually do with people is make that introduction so that then people have a way to really have a dialogue with the part of themselves that is that eternal divine self that, you know, continues through all eternity. And so that that begins to allow people to make a shift. And, you know, that's interesting, your point about heretics. And I believe that what we're doing here with this model of marketing, we are changing the world. We are here to be pioneers. This is what we, this is what we came to do, so that people who are hanging back in the shadows because of their fear, the reason that it feels so bad to do that is because you're not letting yourself go with what you came here to intending to do from the non-physical. So that's, you know, that's why it's so darn uncomfortable. You're actually going against your own soul's vision for your life. I like to give people the example of Gandhi, actually, as in sales, because, you know, can you think of anybody more spiritual than Gandhi?
And yet, and he was a great salesperson. He was a great salesperson.
Exactly.
He sold an ideology and a vision like nobody else.
Right.
And he still is, and he's not even here on the planet physically anymore. So
that's true. He has had enormous influence still. And but how did he do it? He did it through his passion for what he heard from the divine within him. He took those messages that he got, and he was willing to do anything it took to bring that vision forward. So mm-hmm. he was totally fueled by his divine connection. At least that's how I see it.
Mm.
And I think we can do that too.
Yeah. So, and I want to get into the how of that in the second half. But before we do, you said in the bio that you sent me that you work with people to skip marketing and attracting customers without marketing. What do you mean by that?
Did I actually say that?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
That's really interesting.
Well, maybe it's a new concept.
I don't actually teach them to skip marketing. I teach them to do marketing in a different way.
Okay.
But I feel very strongly that one has to market, no matter how spiritual you are. I work with a lot of people who are interested in the law of attraction. Maybe they've seen the movie The Secret. I've worked with the law of attraction since 1989, and I find it to be a fascinating way to approach life through self-empowerment, because it really teaches you responsibility for what you attract. And so a lot of times people who are into law of attraction do have this idea, well, I will just attract clients and I won't need to actually do any marketing.
I see. So that's what they think. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and that's, again, for the reasons that we spoke about earlier, because you are creating a business, you have to perform the skills of business. People don't really complain about having to, you know, having to take care of accounting when they start a business, but because of this whole fear thing, they make a big deal about the marketing and sales, and will do anything to try to avoid it, including deciding that law of attraction will take care of it for them.
Mm-hmm. And that's a real, that's a really misleading thing. I think that it's done a lot of damage. So what's the reality of it? What is the reality? How do you bring people to that place of reality?
Of the reality about having to market and sell?
Yeah.
Yeah. And basically through the dialogue that we've been having up to this point, that it is a function of business. And if you want to create a successful business, you will have to do these things. And, you know, with a lot of spiritual people, I will just point to some great examples of, models, role models out there. Louise Hay is coming to mind, and, the Hickses with their Abraham work, which is incredibly spiritual law of attraction work, they have, you know, they developed a global seminar business around that. So if you look, Wayne Dyer, if you look around at the people that you admire who are truly spiritual people making big difference in the world, every single one of them is doing marketing and sales. I mean,
yeah,
it's,
and,
Yeah.
And you mentioned The Secret before, and if people don't think that The Secret wasn't one of the biggest marketing campaigns in especially online history, I mean, it was. I mean, I know Dan Hollings, and he was the one who had masterminded that. It was a total marketing campaign. So,
absolutely.
You know, it's everything successful in business has come to people as a result of marketing, whether in one form or another.
Right. And, you know, we can, if you want, we can talk a little bit about, you know, some of the roots of marketing. And we can do that maybe later if you like. But, yeah, The Secret was absolutely a brilliant marketing campaign. And some people have faulted it for that.
Yes.
You know, it was the real breakthrough for bringing this whole idea that we can create our own reality into mass consciousness. So I just admire it so much, what it did to shift things.
Well, what I'd like to do after the break, we're going to take a break in a minute, Andrea. I'd like to look at, you know, the key components of using what you call attraction marketing. And actually before that, I'd like to look more into this soul power marketing. How do we get that soul connection? Why is it important? How does that actually work in our business? How do people who may not be religious or spiritual or whatever at all relate to this concept? All of those kinds of questions I'd like to ask and look at after the break. Is that okay?
Sure. Sounds good.
Cool. Okay, listeners, this is Seven Graces of Marketing. You're listening to Inviting Your Soul into Your Marketing with my special guest, Andrea Conway. This is Lynn Serafin, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Stocks, bonds, investment opportunities, financial news, and talk. We can help. Call us now toll-free, 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
How can we create a different kind of economy? How can we create truly ethical businesses? How can we heal humanity and the planet by changing the way we sell? This is Lynn Serafin, author of number one bestseller, The Seven Graces of Marketing, and I'd like to invite you to the Seven Graces Global Conference, June 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. We're bringing together business and marketing professionals, eco groups, and conscious consumers to create a tipping point for positive change in our society, our economy, and our natural environment. You can join us either in person in London, England, or via interactive live stream from anywhere in the world. To be a part of this world-changing movement, go to thesevengracesofmarketing.com/7GGC. And that's the number 7, not the word. I hope to meet you at the Seven Graces Global Conference, and let the dialogue begin.
The business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio, Voice America Business Network.
Welcome back to the Seven Graces of Marketing on Voice America. If you're in North America, you can join the dialogue today by calling into the show toll-free at 1-866-472-5790. Outside North America, call us on U.S. number 480-398-3352. Or, if you prefer to send us your question or comments via email, drop us a line at thesevengracesofmarketing.com/contact. That's the number 7, not the word. And now, let the dialogue continue. Welcome back to the Seven Graces of Marketing. I just want to mention one thing about the little advert that you heard before about the Seven Graces Global Conference. I need to update that audio. The conference took place a couple of weeks ago here in London and via live stream. We had a wonderful, wonderful event. You can still get the video, access to the video replays on that site. And that's thesevengracesofmarketing.com/7GGC. Or just go to thesevengracesofmarketing.com and click the banner at the top of the page. There are 10 videos there for you. And actually, the first one, the introductory video, which is 90 minutes long, where I present the concept of the seven graces of marketing, is completely free. You can just go and watch it. I would love to hear back from you what you think of that. And if you're interested in some of the others, you're welcome to order those as well. But do check out the free intro video and be part of our community, because this is a growing project that is emerging into an international social enterprise and will be serving a lot of people in a lot of different ways, especially different youth projects that we have coming up. So please join us there on the 7gracesofmarketing.com. That's with the number 7, as I keep saying in the adverts. Welcome back to the show. As if you've been listening, it's called Inviting Your Soul into Your Marketing. My guest is Law of Attraction Marketing Coach, Andrea Conway, and we've been talking about the resistance that so many spiritual entrepreneurs or entrepreneurs in general have towards marketing. Now we're going to look at some of the components of attraction marketing and also at Andrea's model of soul power marketing. Andrea, before we get into that, how do people find you? And if I don't ask this now, I will possibly forget before the end of the show. How do people find you online?
Well, my blog is AndreaConway.com, so that's pretty easy. And I also have put together a special offer of some soul power marketing information for our listeners who want to know more about it. And that you can find by going to AttractMoreCustomersKit.com. So I would send people there or over to my blog at AndreaConway.com.
Great. AttractMoreCustomersKit.com. Great.
Yep.
I'm just writing that down, kit.com. Great. Okay. So let's talk about this whole thing of soul power marketing. Now, what does the soul have to do with it? And what about when people come to you, maybe they, you said that people don't necessarily have a daily practice. What about people who aren't very particularly spiritually minded? How is this relevant for all people? And how do you bring them into that mindset of bringing the soul into their business?
Well, interestingly, it's not relevant for all people, and that's not one of my goals, and in fact, that's what I teach my clients. Whatever you're doing is not relevant for all people. It's relevant for the people that you're here to serve and that you have a soul connection with. So I think that's really important, and if there are folks listening who are not interested in, you know, in doing that, having that kind of connection for their marketing, then they wouldn't really, you know, need to pursue this. But for people who feel inside themselves that there has to be a way to have more spiritual meaning in their day-to-day work and how they see their business, I mean, this, you know, this is why I offer it for those people. You know, it's got really sort of three underlying principles, if you want me to share what those are.
Yes, please. Please
okay.
do. Yeah.
Well, the big underlying thing here is that we need to know who we really are. As you know, we look at ourselves and our bodies and we go about our daily lives, and although we might intellectually understand that we are actually eternal beings, most people don't have a real intuitive grasp of that, even people who've studied spirituality for many years. At least that's my experience. So the fundamental layer for this system is to begin to see yourself as so much more than this five sense physical being. And that's what I call knowing yourself as soul. The word soul has a lot of different meanings depending on, you know, what system you're looking at. But basically, I just mean that your soul is that eternal, non-physical part of you that dwells within you. And that is with you if you subscribe to the idea of reincarnation, or, you know, even if you don't. The idea is that your soul was never born and it never dies. It's eternal and it is part of the divine. And we all carry that spark inside us. Yet most of us live very separately from it. So one of the main things that I do in my course, the Ultimate Attraction Marketing System, is teach people to begin to view themselves from their eternal perspective. So that's really the first key piece of it. And then the next key piece is I teach something called aligned action, because you do have to take action, as we've talked about before. But if you're not in alignment with your soul when you take action, If you've just been pushing yourself and stressing out and, in a kind of, make it happen mode, then that action is not going to be as successful for you as action that you take, knowing that you're guided to do this, knowing that it's an expression of your spirituality in the world. That kind of aligned action is typically going to bring somebody a lot better results. Now, I have to say that there are plenty of businesses out there that are pushy and grabby and making tons and tons of money. So, but those people in general are not what I would call spiritual entrepreneurs. If you're a spiritual entrepreneur, you can't follow that model anymore. It's not going to work for you. That model is over for people like us. So we have to get sensitive to aligned action and what that feels like and make sure that our marketing comes from that place. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I love the fact that it, when you're saying, I said, well, a spiritual entrepreneur, you can't follow that model anymore. So it's kind of like, I talk to people a lot, and I'm sure you do too, about the concept of the call, that we're called to something. And, the whole hero's journey model, Joseph Campbell, he talks about the refusal of the call. If you look at any hero's journey, that we hear a call, but we refuse it for any number of reasons, whether it's fear or it seems crazy or, we're worried that people will judge us, we're afraid of failing. There's many, many different reasons why we refuse the call. And I love the fact that you said, once you've stepped into this, you can't go backwards. If you try it any other way, it's just not going to work for you anymore. I like that. I really like that.
Thanks. Yeah, Swami, I think it was Swami Muktananda said, don't choose the spiritual path, but, if
it chooses
you,
you
yourself on it, don't get off.
So first is seeing yourself from an eternal perspective, knowing who you are beyond the body. The second is aligned action, really finding that alignment between that soul and what you do, and that it's not the make it happen mode. Oh, I so relate to that when I did the conference. Every now and then I slipped into the make it happen mode, and every time I slipped into the make it happen mode, it didn't happen.
Exactly.
It just didn't happen.
You were aware, because that's the other big piece, is self-awareness. And that's why this is such a journey of consciousness, because everything I teach people is about becoming more aware of how you feel. And when you're agitated, when you're in make it happen and desperation, then I teach people to stop, because it's not going to be productive. So, yeah, that's a good point. And then actually the third big component is the idea that you have perfect customers and you don't have to work with anybody who's not. There's an abundance of the right ones for you. And that's because the law of attraction, you wouldn't be inspired to create your business if there weren't people who have that problem that you're going to solve. And all of this is orchestrated by law of attraction and by the divine messages that you get in your heart to do something. So when you've got that inspiration, you can know that this is the divine coming through you, and that what you're inspired to do, part of the reason for your inspiration is that there are people who need it. Otherwise, you wouldn't get the inspiration in the first place.
I think, I love this concept, Andrea, because I think what I see more and more and what I understand more and more is that we as one humanity, we are connected on not just some woo-woo, whatever, feel good, kumbaya level. That's not how we're connected. We're connected actually on a very organic, physical, biological level. And a genetic level, and on a historical and a genealogical level, we're connected in so many ways on an elemental level. And the fact is, I say this all the time, like with Seven Graces, the book kind of, I say, descended to me. It landed to me. It came to me. I didn't go sit down and say, oh, I'm going to write the Seven Graces Marketing. I actually struggled with the concept until I shouted. I said, what the hell is it? I didn't say hell, but I said, what is it? And it came. And I know that it's because that consciousness is already there. It's not mine.
Right.
I may have written that particular book with that particular paradigm, but the consciousness of it is already there. And the reason why people are tuning into it is because they're already in that consciousness. And that's what I think I'm hearing in what you're saying to people, is that you have the perfect customers because you wouldn't have been inspired to create your business unless the customers were already there.
Exactly.
And I love that. That's a great explanation.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Inspiration. Yeah. We've got to understand that inspiration doesn't come from your ego. And the ego is not capable of, you know, playing in the realms of inspiration. Inspiration comes from your soul. It comes from the divine part of you. Mm-hmm. So we can know that. And at the same time, it doesn't mean that things are always going to be easy just because you were inspired. I mean, I hear that all the time from people too. You know, when it's the right business, I'll know it because everything will be easy and it will fall into place and be a huge success immediately. That's not the way it works. And maybe you had experience like that with your book, or maybe not.
Yep.
But I know for myself, when I was inspired to let go of my marketing consulting agency that I'd had for 15 years, but I was getting such a strong inspiration to do the coaching full time. I had started to do it part time, but by 2007, it was just, you know, I couldn't get away from this inspired idea to do it full time, and so I transitioned to full time. I'd had my coaching started officially in 2002, but it was all part time. And in 2007, I went full time. And I have to tell you, I had a kind of arrogant idea that because I was, you know, I'd studied law of attraction since 1989, and I'd had successful businesses, and I was used to very abundant income, and I just expected this all to continue without any changes on my part. Well, when I went full time with my coaching business, it really tanked, and I was shocked and also scared. But what I realized after thinking about it was I had never put forth the energy to create a full time coaching practice. I didn't have to, because I had my other business. But now I saw that I was going to have to really step up. I was going to have to expand. I was going to have to broadcast and radiate at a higher level of energy to make mm-hmm. this business successful. So I had to go through some deep personal changes at that point in order to do it.
Do you know, I'm listening to you and I'm saying, you know, I'm taking these notes, and reminder to self, create the energy, make sure you have the energy to create a full-time business, you know, around, say this new project that I'm doing.
Yeah.
And it's true. I know there's a transition going on here, but it really is about, creating the energy for that for something to be full time. You said something about being easy, and I'm going to share a comment that a friend of mine made the other day. I was telling her that the conference, a friend of mine who we both went through leadership training together about 5 years ago, very, very close friend of mine named Nancy. And I was talking about the conference, and I was saying, do you know, unlike anything else I've ever done, any time, I've done so many events and so many this and so many that, this particular event, it was so easy. The actual event itself, the 3 days, was so easy because it seemed like everybody who was volunteering and supporting, and just there seemed to take ownership of everything that they knew that they were there to do or be and support. And it was so easy. It just flowed. And Nancy said to me, that is great leadership. And what I think that this makes me think of with regards to business is that our businesses are not just about business plans and marketing and this and that. When we grow a business, it's all about people. It's about energy. It's about our customers. It's about our partners. It's about people employed by us. It's all about that leadership. And when it's easy, it's because we have wonderful leadership. I think that's really what's behind it. And that's a whole different subject. But I just was wondering what you thought about that.
That makes total sense, and I really love the story about your event going so gracefully. Yes, I do use the word leadership a lot in my course. We are stepping up into positions of leadership when we create a business. And once your energy matches that leadership role, then it all does unfold very easily. That's my experience and what I see with my clients as well. It's the initial stages when you might not think of yourself as a leader and you might be hanging back and feeling uncomfortable.
Yes.
That's why those beginning stages are challenging and why people need help. But once it clicks in for you, you've got it.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I can't believe the time has gone so fast. How is this different from law of attraction, Andrea? You've mentioned law of attraction, but how is this different? And, you know, why is it really applicable to business owners?
Well, it's, it's not exactly different. There's a law of attraction basis for it because, the way I see it, we live in an attraction-based universe, so no matter what's going on, there's an element of law of attraction in there. But the thing that is really the main difference is that you don't necessarily have to be a spiritual person to, explore law of attraction and work with it. It can really be looked at as simply a system by which you learn how to work with whatever you think of it. I think of it as universal law, but you don't have to think of it that way. But you simply learn to work with the world to receive more of what you'd like. But where I extend that, and I think this is truly these are truly the roots of law of attraction. It's universal law. It's part of all the ancient mysteries that have created the planet that we live on, the universe that we inhabit. But I like to emphasize the spiritual aspect because I find that it gives people so much more confidence and inner strength and something to rely on. It's not just a mechanical how to create my own reality and get more stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And it's also not a mechanical how to write a sales page and persuade more clients.
Right. You know? Although we do need to learn to write sales pages,
mm-hmm.
you know, or get them written. Yeah. Yeah. But it's not about those mechanics particularly.
Yeah. No. And I know that one thing I do is, help people to write copy in such a way that it is invitation based. It's not persuasion based. It's a completely different, or invasion based.
Right. I like your term about invitation based, and a term that I also like to use a lot is connection. It's about connection.
Well, that's the first of the seven graces, connection.
That's right.
It's got to be the, didn't you read my book? I thought
did.
You did, Andrea.
Yeah. And I have them pinned on my wall, though. That'll be my next step, so I don't
what's
forget.
What's that?
I should pin them, the seven graces list on my wall, I remember
it. I have it. I'll give you a pretty multicolored copy that you can. That's
wonderful.
Really a great idea. You just gave me a great idea. I'm going to send that out to people like a list.
Right.
Also, we have a web ring where you can put the mission statement up if you want, and you can become part of the ring. And that's a great way that we attract people in through a common ethos, we don't do the same stuff, but we have a common ethos, but then we also drive traffic to each other's sites. If people want to find other companies with a similar ethos, and it's starting to grow. It's a new thing that I've done. I'll tell you about that later.
Very cool.
Andrew, only have a few minutes. So there's two things I'd like to ask you. One is, you said you had a free offer. I want to mention that again. And anything else you'd like listeners to know about what you're doing? I know you have some kind of launch coming up, things like that. And then maybe some closing words of what you'd like to leave listeners with as well.
All right. Well, I encourage people who are interested in more to go over to that attractmorecustomerskit.com site and pick up. I've got an e-report in there for you. I've got a teleclass that I did on attraction marketing for results, and I've also got an easy way for you to have a free session with me, and also a very nice discount on the Ultimate Attraction Marketing System. I am launching my online store. I can't believe I've been doing all this for 10 years and I have not had a store to offer my products. So the launch is going to come up either tomorrow or the day after. And I'm pretty excited about that. So this
Where's
is great.
The store? Where's the store, Andrea? Because people are going to listen to this after.
You'll be able to get to the store from the AndreaConway.com blog site. And I also have another site at SuccessfulSelfEmployment.com. So you'll just be able to click on store and see what's available. But I suddenly realized I had so many things I developed over the years, and I could actually put them into a store. So I'm really excited about that. And it's also part of celebrating 20 years of self-employment and 10 years in this coaching business. And I'm offering some great bargains in as I do the launch. So it's really fun. In terms of final words, I want to issue an invitation to people. No matter where you are in your business, even if you haven't started it yet, I want you to know that you, if you've listened to this show, you are a spiritual entrepreneur. You can trust that your desire to create a business or grow the business you have is part of your divine mission here. It is supported by spirit. You can do it. You can have the success you want. And I just encourage you to acknowledge yourself that you're at this point in your life where you want to step up and create something and offer something that is going to make a huge difference in the world. And I really encourage you to just keep moving forward with your dream.
Fantastic. Thanks, Andrea. Thank you so much for that. Listeners, you've been listening to Andrea Conway. Do check her out on AndreaConway.com, SuccessfulSelfEmployment.com, and also Attract More Customers Kit. Yes.com.
Yes.
Look for her store and all kinds of stuff like that over there. And fantastic. Andrea, thanks so much for being my guest today.
Thank you, Lynn. It was great.
It was terrific. Next week, listeners, I am hosting a New York Times bestseller, Eldon Taylor, and we're going to be talking about how to free yourself from marketing mind programming and also probably media programming, mind programming as well. I'm really looking forward to that show. Some of you may know him from his book called Mind Programming, and also from many other books that he's written. And also, he's a host here on Voice America as well. That is next week, next Monday, July 16th, 2012, again at 6 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. UK time. And until then, if you would like to continue the dialogue with me, connect with me on Twitter at Lynn Serafin, and also Seven Graces Marketing, it's marketing without the I, and also on Facebook as well at Lynn Serafin and the Seven Graces of Marketing page. Until next time, this is Lynn Serafin from the SevenGracesOfMarketing.com, wishing you all a good morning, good evening, and good night, wherever you are. Thanks for listening to the Seven Graces of Marketing today. This is Lynn Serafin, inviting you to tune in again next Monday at 6 a.m. U.S. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel, where our dialogue continues about how we can heal humanity and the planet by changing the way we sell.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.